This is Paul McGuire. What I want to talk about is power. In every sense of the word, the being, the organization, the institution, the group of people, the nation, the movement that has more power, superior power, and the wisdom to use that power properly will usually triumph in any war or battle. And in modern warfare, the primary battle is in the mind, the battlefield of the mind. An expert in psychological warfare who had read my book, A Prophecy of the Future of America, wrote a book called Mind Wars, where he talked about the numerous psychological warfare strategies that could be employed. And in the opening of the book, Mind Wars, he wrote that the objective of psychological warfare is to so totally convince your enemy that it's hopeless for them, that there's nothing they can do to win, and that the only option they have is to surrender. Now, that's the purpose of PSYOPs, so that you don't even have to fight your enemy. You've convinced your enemy there's nothing he or she can do but to surrender. And the person who wrote that in his book was Colonel Michael Aquino, who had read a number of my books. And obviously, I don't agree, to say the least, with the late Michael Aquino's philosophy or worldview, because I suppose he would have called himself a Luciferian. And yet he rose to the top of the NSA in terms of his expertise and becoming one of the highest ranking military officers who was openly Satanist. That is how much our world has changed. Now here's the key thing. We are in a titanic war in the United States and across the world. It's a spiritual war. It takes place in the hearts and minds of men and women. And it's a warfare of ideas, beliefs, ideologies, superstitions, religion, etc., etc. And people behave, act, function, spend their money or whatever based on what they've been programmed to believe in their brain. So, God is God Almighty. God is the Supreme Being. Now, when we go back to the Garden of Eden with Adam and Eve, we've done this before, so I'm going to make this very quick. Adam and Eve were given the supernatural power by God, the Creator, capital C, to exercise authority, to rule and reign and exercise dominion over planet Earth, over the Garden of Eden, and over all the animals, fishes, and birds, etc. So they were the authority in this world. However, when they rejected God's word, they lost that authority. Satan stole the authority that they lost, and Satan, since the fall of mankind in the Garden of Eden, Satan has been the temporary god of this world. And Satan uses, in my opinion, what, for the purpose of an analogy, because this would normally be a very difficult thing to explain to people, but however imperfectly, when you have movies like The Matrix 4, Resurrections, and others, you constantly see a matrix depicted. What is a matrix? A matrix is some form of computer-simulated or artificial reality-generated reality. A matrix is an electronically computer-driven, AI-driven, artificial intelligence-driven counterfeit reality. Now, the only thing which is real is what God created, because God is truth. God doesn't need to create counterfeits because he's the real thing. That's essential to grasp. So the world that Adam and Eve lived in was the real world. The Garden of Eden was real. Their paradise was real. The wonder of their relationship was real because the Creator created it. Conversely, when Lucifer became the temporary god of this world, he hijacked it, and he created an artificial satanic or Luciferian world. Artificial in the sense that what people are plugged into today is not God's real world. They're plugged into what I call a matrix reality that you could call Mystery Babylon. Mystery Babylon is another word for this temporary world system. So the temporary world system that we live in is known as Mystery Babylon. And the energizing force behind the illusion or the lies of Mystery Babylon, the energizing force is Satan. He is the energizing force behind Mystery Babylon. So when you read the book of Revelation, you're reading a lot about this invisible grid of energy called Mystery Babylon. And it functions to a large degree like a matrix. If you read your Bible and you go, for example, to the book of Revelation, you'll see that in the book of Revelation, God talks about Mystery Babylon and what her purpose is. And we went through the entire history of Nimrod and Mystery Babylon, starting with Semiramis in ancient Babylon at the time of the Tower of Babel or Babel. Also, it's interesting to note that the word Babylon or the Tower of Babel or Babel comes from the word Gate of the Gods or Gate of Gods. Essentially, it means that the Tower of Babel functions as not only a large building in the form of a Luciferian occult structure known as the pyramid, but that the Tower of Babel also functions as a form of Luciferian technology in which it functions as a portal or an open doorway into the spiritual dimension and other dimensions. And so the idea behind the term Gate of the Gods is that demonic entities, fallen angels, principalities and powers can move from the dimension of the spiritual world and invisible world into the dimension of this physical reality. And they did it in ancient Babylon, and you see reoccurring accounts in the scripture of when the fallen angels descended from heaven or the invisible world, and they fell in love with human women. They mated with human women. And in the act of interspecies breeding, they mixed the DNA of a human woman with the DNA of a fallen angel. And the result is their offspring becomes non-human genetically. Their offspring is called the Rephaim, and the offspring of the Rephaim is called the Nephilim. They are genetically different than mankind. Their DNA is different than mankind. Remember, God went out of his way to teach us that mankind, men and women, are the highest level of God's creation. There is no other being created by God that has the power, the elevation, and the position that human men and women do. In fact, it is only human men and women with human DNA that can receive Christ by faith. It's only human men and women that can be born again. It's only human men and women that can be saved, have their sins forgiven by the blood of Jesus Christ. And it is only human men and women who can be regenerated in their inner man by the Spirit of God. And the moment they die, they will be absent from their body and present with the Lord in a brand new, eternal, perfect, glorified body in the new heaven, the new earth, and the new Jerusalem. So the destiny of mankind, which is you and me, the destiny is mind-blowing. But the devil wants to blind us from just how powerful that destiny, or just how powerful that inheritance is. Because you see, our destiny, our mission, and our calling is intertwined with the fact that we are joint heirs with Jesus. What does that mean? We are joint heirs with the wealthiest being in all of creation, Jesus Christ, who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And so we're joint heirs with Jesus. So the riches of his inheritance on every level that is due Jesus, because we're in Christ, we receive as joint heirs with Jesus an inheritance that is beyond our ability to conceive. And that's where human men and women who have been redeemed by God are going for all eternity. Now, the counterfeit heaven is the new world order. The counterfeit heaven is the great global reset. The new world order is man's attempt and Satan's attempt to counterfeit the kingdom of heaven. Let me explain to you how it works, because it's critical that you understand this. In the book of Genesis 11, we see that the world's first new world order, the world's first one world government, one world religion, one world economic system, came about in ancient Babylon at the time of the Tower of Babel. Now, God came down, visited the people, and even though they were unified in their objectives, they were worshiping Lucifer in their hearts. And in their hearts, God could perceive that they wanted to be like God. So in essence, ancient Babylon, the New World Order, was a collective rebellion from God, just like the New World Order and the Great Global Reset is a collective rebellion from God in our time. It is mankind trying to ascend into the heavens. That's what the purpose of the Tower of Babel was. It was an elevated worship tower into the heavens, because man had a lust to be like God. So God's plan is written about in his word. Satan's plan is revealed in the Word of God. Satan wants to be God, so he is leading a revolution of one-third of the angels to seize God's throne room and take God off his throne in the throne room and place the Antichrist, who's a human being that is indwelt by Satan. The Antichrist, or Satan, will be sitting on the throne room of God, and he will demand to be worshipped as God, and he will work in conjunction with the false prophet. And it is the false prophet who manages the one world economic system, the one world religion, where you can't buy or sell without receiving the mark of the beast, 666. And then you can participate in the New World Order. So, the false prophet has the power to create huge false signs and wonders, like calling down fire from the heavens. And there are many visual signs and wonders. But the system of the New World Order, the false prophet, and the Antichrist is a satanic system. Because the New World Order, back in ancient Babylon, again, consists of the world's first one world government, one world religion, and one world economic system. God warns about that. God judges the people of ancient Babylon. And then ancient Babylon, in the form of mystery Babylon, returns in the book of Revelation. And once again, the agenda of mystery Babylon is to bring forth a one world government, a one world religion, and a one world economic system. Now that is happening in our lifetime, and it's happening in our lifetime in a manner which has never happened before. The Great Global Reset, the New World Order, globalism, the globalist elite, the nanochip, the microchip, the biochip, computer-to-brain interfaces, the world brain, the hive mind, and the push of the globalist elite to create this new world order, or what the Satanist Aleister Crowley called the new Aeon, A-E-O-N, or the Age of Aquarius. This is supposed to be a satanic age, but that's all based on Satan's lies and illusions. Everything concerning the Babylonian New World Order is a Luciferian satanic counterfeit, as is the Great Global Reset and the New World Order manifest as Mystery Babylon in the book of Revelation. And you and I were called to live here for such a time as this. Now, here's the critical thing. We have been called by God to be in this exact time zone where the power of Mystery Babylon is rising. And we are in last days warfare. Now, this is a very critical biblical point that we have to come to terms with. God is omniscient. He's all-knowing. The all-knowing God has given us the mind of Christ. We have the opportunity of renewing our mind in Jesus Christ. We have the opportunity of being clothed with power from on high. We have the opportunity to walk and live under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And God knew us before the foundation of the world, and He called us to be in this time zone at this period in history. At some point in the future, only God knows, He's going to return at the second coming of Jesus Christ along with the armies of heaven. Prior to that, God wants to bring in a mighty last day soul harvest where literally billions of people flood into the kingdom of God. They're miraculously born again because God pours out His Holy Spirit on the church and supernaturally equips the church to bring in a last day's soul harvest. And remember, the only reason God has been waiting all these years is because God is love. So that's where we are in the prophetic timeline. Now, the most important thing that any individual Christian can do, the most important thing that any church or Christian organization can do, is to study and know the Word of God to such an extent that you know with crystal clarity what your assignment is before the Lord Jesus Christ, what your precise mission is, and what your destiny is. Again, we know that God is love. And if God already demonstrated his love to us in John 3:16, where it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." So God is reaching out to all men and women to save them so they can live with him in eternity. The purpose of the artificial reality, the purpose of the matrix, the purpose of this virtual reality, known as Mystery Babylon, is Mystery Babylon is an artificially generated, artificial reality that's designed to dazzle, create illusions, create barricades, create barriers, and satanically energized strongholds that are designed to blind billions of people from receiving Jesus Christ and from seeing the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. So that's the battlefield. As long as Satan can cover people's eyes and blind them from the truth, then he can make them his captives. And when Satan ensnares you and makes you his captive, you will spend all eternity with Lucifer in a place called hell and the lake of fire. So what is your job? What is my job as a believer in Christ? Our job is to recognize that in the core of our identity, we are not like, you know, playing beach blanket bingo, hanging out at the beach on a towel or something, goofing off. We have an assignment. We're people with a purpose and a destiny. And we have to understand that the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings has not only deposited in you and me and every believer the full storehouse of his supernatural power. That's what it means when God's word says, "Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world." It means that this enormous reservoir of supernatural power, the dunamis, the dynamite power of God, this enormous reservoir of the supernatural power of God is inside of us. And when we choose to appropriate that enormous supernatural power by studying God's word, by learning how to manage and appropriate by faith the supernatural power of God, the supernatural gifts of God, calling on the angelic armies, it is then and there where we stopped acting like little kids, like little children who are bewildered about everything. It is at that point you and I enter our inheritance as authentic spiritual warriors. So let's take some areas of potential spiritual battlefields in America and around the world. We have the pandemic, a serious disruptor. We have economic crisis. We have our giant shipping boats stuck out in the Pacific Ocean and the Atlantic Ocean, and we can't get food and other supplies to our stores. We have social unrest. In addition to that, we have an invisible force, an invisible alliance of occultists, Luciferians, Satanists, witches, communists. You know, it almost sounds too simplistic to believe, but unfortunately it's true. Pagans, Wiccans, atheists, all who identify themselves as people who reject the biblical God, Jesus Christ, they reject biblical teachings, and they choose in one way or another to worship Lucifer, idols. They harness occultic supernatural power through witchcraft spells, satanic rituals, etc., etc. So what they do understand and what they do know properly is that the weapons of our warfare are mighty through God to the pulling down strongholds. That's a promise to God's people. But you see, the definition, and I talk about this in my book, A Prophecy of the Future of America, Volume 1 and 2. I talk about it more in my book, The Greatest Battle for the Hearts and Minds of Mankind in the History of the World. And you can order my brand new book on a pre-order, Power from On High. All available at discounts at paulmaguire.us. Now, we're in the last days. This last day's battle accelerates. Yet God is going to bring in his last day's soul harvest. That means, and this is an estimation in terms of numbers, but it wouldn't surprise me if it would be, at minimum, an excess of 1 billion people get saved and enter the kingdom of heaven through faith in Jesus Christ. Who is going to be the evangelists? You know, the Bible talks about this large 144,000 Jewish evangelists. And a lot of Christians who don't rightly divide the Word of God somehow misconstrue that to mean that they're not supposed to conduct supernatural evangelism, that they're supposed to be in la-la land, and that it's only deep into the tribulation period and through the efforts of the 144,000 Jewish evangelists that the last day's soul harvest is going to be brought in. Well, I hate to correct you, but you need to be corrected. Nowhere in the Bible does it innuendo that or state that. Look, the entire message of the New Testament, the entire message of the New Testament is wrapped up in this final act of Jesus Christ. He's teaching his disciples. He's training his disciples. He's talking to them. Behind his disciples is Herod's temple, this beautiful, magnificent Jewish temple. And as Jesus Christ is teaching them that the Father is going to give them the power of the Holy Spirit, as Jesus Christ is teaching them that they have to go into all the world and preach the gospel, Jesus Christ is giving them their assignment, Mission Earth, okay? Then Jesus begins to ascend into heaven. There are two angels there. As Jesus is ascending into heaven, the disciples are quizzical. They don't know what's going on. And so the angels speak to the disciples while Jesus Christ is simultaneously ascending into heaven. And the angels say to the disciples, you know, don't look and be bothered by the fact that Jesus Christ is ascending into heaven. I'm paraphrasing. This same Jesus that you saw ascending into heaven, the angels say to the disciples, this same Jesus will return from heaven with the armies of heaven and the angelic armies. So the two angels at the end of the Gospels are training and teaching the disciples that in the fullness of time, the Lord Jesus Christ is going to return to the earth along with the armies of heaven, and he's going to bring in the last day's soul harvest supernaturally. That is the culmination of all Christ's teaching. In fact, it's one of the primary culminations of the truth of God's word. That in the end, at the end of the age, billions are going to be saved through the blood of Jesus Christ. And who is going to do the preaching and the teaching that will cause billions of people to come to Jesus Christ? the supernatural body of Christ, which consists of all people who are authentically born again by the Spirit of God, have invited Christ into their lives to be saved, and have put their faith in Christ to cleanse them of all their sins. All of those people will enter the kingdom of heaven. And what you will see is a combination of forces. This is where we as Christians in America and across the world need to lock in to God's reality. On one hand, we're going to see the birth pains of the return of the Lord. We're going to see an acceleration of earthquakes, famines, food shortages, diseases, pandemics, wars, rumors of wars, all kinds of freak weather, etc. There will be people's hearts getting harder and colder. Evil and immorality will accelerate and spread. And the signs of the times will accelerate and erupt. The beast system with the mark of the beast, where you can't buy or sell, at some point will be implemented. Now, this is the critical thing. God called his people to be here for such a time as this to accomplish a specific mission, assignment, and a mission earth, if you will. Our job is to, under the same anointing of the Holy Spirit that the disciples received in the upper room, they were worshiping God, and the disciples had a transformational experience. As they were worshiping with God, they were clothed with power from on high. They were filled to overflowing with the power of the Holy Spirit. That power from on high is known as the dunamis, the dynamite power of the Holy Spirit, the dynamite explosive power of the Holy Spirit. I am racing to finish my brand new book, which is entitled Power from on High. And it's an extremely important book with a prophetic message for our time. And in Power from on High, which you can get right now along with other books at a discount price and save money, if you pre-order the book now, you'll get your copy mailed to you before it's available to the general public. Okay? And it's one of the most important books I've ever written. Power from on High. You can pre-order it now at paulmcguire.us. So when we read the book of Acts, we see that the disciples are worshiping God, and God pours out his Holy Spirit on them, and God clothes them with the dunamis power of the Holy Spirit, or power from on high. It is only when individual Christians and when the true church of Jesus Christ, it is only when individual Christians and Christians gathered together as a body, it is only when they receive power from on high, which is the power of the Holy Spirit, it is only then that they have the power of on their ministry, the power of the anointing on their evangelism, the power of the anointing on the words they speak, the power of the anointing when they heal the sick and cast out devils. And for you and I, every spiritual warfare in this satanic age, when God's people, individually and collectively, go against the Goliaths of our time, clothed with power from on high, that supernatural power of God, the anointing of the Holy Spirit, then when we move into battle, when we win souls, when we extend our hand to use the authority of Jesus Christ and cast out demons and claim healing for people and win souls to Jesus Christ, for Jesus Christ, the all-important dimension which determines whether or not we are victorious or whether or not we will fail, the all-important factor is based on whether or not we have chosen to obey God, to be filled with the Holy Spirit, to receive authentic dunamis power from on high and to be clothed with the power of the Holy Spirit to the degree that you and I as individual Christians choose to walk in obedience and receive the supernatural power of God, which is available to people right now, wherever you're listening to me in the world or in the United States. Wherever you're listening, the supernatural power of the power of God, power from on high, is available to you, available to me, available to every one of you that are listening, available to your friends, family, and loved ones. This is the supernatural power that has the capacity to turn the tide in the battle, and it's available to you now. The Bible says that true Christians, the way you apprehend God's blessings, it's always from faith to faith. So Romans says it's from faith to faith. So you get salvation and eternal life by faith. You receive healing by faith. You get answers to prayer by faith. And how you access the supernatural power of God, the dunamis, the dynamite power of God, to destroy the works of the devil and to save souls, you access that dunamis power from on high by simple childlike faith. You ask God for it, you reach out your hand, and you receive it by faith. And as you receive it by faith, your life will be powerfully transformed. You will begin to take up wings as eagles. You will run and not be weary. You will the supernatural anointing of God will fill you and flow out of you. And every time you encounter a satanic barrier, stronghold, or wall, or resistance from demonic powers, it's like an invisible force, the dunamis power of God, an invisible force will transmit out of your inmost being, and like a technological multidimensional sledgehammer, it will function as the hammer of Almighty God, blowing apart satanic strongholds and the demonic infrastructure. Listen, real Christianity is not playing church. Real Christianity is never boredom. Real Christianity is when you walk with power from on high. That's what real Christianity is. And here, this is even better. This is even a more important add-on. The Word of God says to you and I that the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. What does that mean? It means that you and I are to have a faith produced by the Word of God. You and I are to have such a powerful faith in our life that we are able to, at any moment, we can call on God as needed due to our faith and ask Him to release and clothe us with power from on high. And then, in a nanosecond, at a moment's notice, we can release that certifiable power from on high into any spiritual battlefield. Now, when God says in His Word, for the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force, what we are being taught is that God rewards those that diligently seek Him. So, to use human terminology, when we are aggressive enough in our faith, that constitutes a fulfillment of this verse. For the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. Let me decode that for you. God is not into playing tiddlywinks. God is not into, you know, fake humility and fake piety. God is into confronting demonic powers, principalities and powers, and mystery Babylon by His people with the supernatural power of God. For the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence. That means the faith-directed, godly aggressiveness of our boldness as we come boldly to the throne of grace through the blood of Jesus. That boldness as we go into the throne room of God is a fulfillment of, for the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. We move with what appears to be a violence, but it's really a pure and holy faith, into the throne room of God. And that becomes almost a violent act, but it's an act of true worship. For the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. So those who really are filled with authentic faith in Jesus Christ and authentic faith in God's word, we will approach the kingdom of heaven with a kind of violence, and with that faith-filled spiritual violence against the powers of wickedness, we will take it by force. What does that mean? We will seize by faith kingdom power. We will seize by faith miracles, signs, wonders, the word of God, the authority of God's word. All of that will be aggressively received by faith. And then when God's people walk in that level of faith where it can be said of them, for the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force, we can turn the battle, the spiritual battle, around in America, Europe, and across the world. We can bring in billions of people through a last day soul harvest. I need your help in fulfilling this ministry. I need you to be a prayer warrior for me, my family, the ministry, those associated with the ministry. I need you, and I thank you for being an ongoing prayer warrior. I thank you for asking God and spreading our message far and wide. And finally, I thank you for going to the Lord in prayer and asking him how much you should give with your financial contributions and donations, and then simply obey God. This allows us to move forward boldly and win huge numbers of people to Jesus Christ. We can't do it alone, but you, the faithful remnant, when you partner with us together, where two or more of us are gathered, he will do anything that we ask in his name. God bless you. This is Paul McGuire. Be sure to visit paulmcguire.us. That's paulmcguire.us. Take advantage of the enormous amount of free video, audio, articles, pictures, book discounts, our social media outlets, our Roku channel. Visit paulmcguire.us. God bless you. This is Paul McGuire.